Welcome to the Root of It All podcast with Tree, where you will learn new habits for human betterment. We talk about all things related to personal growth and everything is on the table. Each episode, we'll explore different topics like self-care, mindfulness, goal setting, and more, with a focus on practical tips and actionable advice you can start implementing in your life today. Our goal is to help you become the best version of yourself and live a more meaningful life. So grab a drink, cozy up, take your dog for a walk or go for a drive. Join us for some fun and meaningful conversations with some amazing humans. Let's grow together.
Hello, everybody. So welcome to the Root of It All podcast with Tree. And we have a very exciting guest. And a lot of what we've been talking about, not only on social media, but even with other guests, is this whole theme of community. So we have Jessica McKee, and she is a strong girl boss entrepreneur, and she owns the business Artistically Beautiful, which I love the name, and it can mean so many things and can branch out to so many things. She is really trying to build amazing communities, which she already is, and she's an advocate for human betterment, human growth, and all of these great things. So welcome, Jessica. Thanks for being here.
Hi, thanks for having me. So excited.
Yeah, and so I want to, like, we were chatting and I was like, oh, let me hit record. So let's go back to that conversation. So it's very, would you call it serendipity or just the universe at play, or the universe doing its best what it does, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I am a strong advocate for that, and things just lining up as you want them to, or as you are willing to accept them, I guess I should say. So I was talking to a couple of my clients that we are having this up and coming podcast, and thinking about who I also look at as strong advocates for community and betterment and just self-growth. And one of my great girlfriends, her name's Taya, she left the corporate world and started becoming a influencer, and has really shared her journey from everything from her surgeries to recovery to just being a mom to including a lifestyle that is convenient and supportive for everyone. And she actually just moved to Aruba from Ontario for 6 months with her entire family. And that is like her dream come true. And she's really starting to bring up a community out in that space. So I was just really excited to share that with you and love that for her.
Yeah. And it's so interesting because she would be a great person for us to interview here on the podcast as well. But then I was saying to you, my husband and I, we just got back from Aruba. And where we were staying in the Airbnb, one of the owners of the Airbnb is actually from Kingston, Ontario. Okay. And she met her partner that was originally from Curacao, then moved to Toronto. And then they both went down to Aruba to open up this Airbnb. And so this gal, who I am going to reach out to, and again, creating this community, and maybe there's some synergies between the girl that you just mentioned and then this gal, because she actually has a nursing background. So she's been nurturing and taking care of elderly people that need help, also in Canada and elsewhere. And she actually put together this great program for physical activity and movement for the elderly.
That's amazing.
And it almost, like, I get the sense that this gal that I'm going to, will probably change numbers and stuff like that. We want to keep privacy now, because who knows if it'll work out or not. But when you put it out there, it generally works out. And that's really what we're talking about when it comes to creating community, creating connections, and connecting the dots to create more of this opportunity for every human being to have their own growth, whether it's physically, mentally, spiritually. And we're all on our own journeys. And you and I have had many conversations about human archetypes, and they'll be, and not getting into too much detail, but let's go now into that conversation about, first, we're talking about change and these people that can create amazing change. Now, there's a lot of people in my life, in your life, that choose not to change.
Yeah.
So teach people some of the things that you've learned through yourself, the Burlington Hypnosis Center, and other ways, for you to be okay when you're confronted or just around people that they're just not going to change. And yeah.
I do believe that I can definitely vouch for myself and say that your childhood and your past and your family dynamic doesn't have to be what you want it to be or who you are individually. It doesn't have to identify you for your future and how you act, because that's it. Exactly. Some people don't know how to change or are so stuck in their ways to create this protective barrier that they almost don't feel it's safe that they can learn different habits. And so we have to meet people where they're at. And I do feel like hypnosis and you and our conversations have allowed me to look at things a little bit differently and say that everybody's emotions are valid and everybody where they're at is okay. And even if we're changing and growing and evolving, it doesn't mean that even though we want to carry everyone with us, that they're on that same journey with us. And that's all right too. But we can only just inspire and educate.
Absolutely, absolutely, and not only educate, but also have new experiences to have proof that we can interact in our own lives in different ways, and also interact with various different people in different ways. Because the truth is we have tons of clients, and even myself included, and maybe you, I don't want to speak for you, but perhaps you. But there's been so many people that have grown up, and as they were growing up at any age, that the people that were supposed to be there to protect and nourish them as a child, that they weren't there for them. And so there's these people that are now adults that are navigating different emotions, and the main emotions are generally guilt, anger, and resentment. And it's really navigating those emotions because different things will happen in their adult life, whether they're looking for a new partner or they're trying to navigate relationships with their parents or even the people that were supposed to be for with to look after them growing up and they weren't, and now they're adults and they're trying to navigate the emotions and as well look after them in their senior years. So it these boundaries that people need to create and to get out of the emotion to be more in a neutral state while they're protecting themselves and they're knowing that themselves are safe, secure, at the same time, just doing what has to be done. So, one thing too that like being a beauty professional, right? Like I love the artistically beautiful. So this piggybacks on working with so many people in a day, right? Like you and I, we both work with so many people in a day. And so anybody in, say, like a personal trainer, anybody that's in a beauty professional, right? A la is it called a lash tishan? What's that called? Like
It
the
is.
oh, is it? Okay, that's a tongue twister.
Definitely.
Lash
Lash.
tishan.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Or
And
lash artist,
lash
which
artist.
is still a tongue twister for me too, but yes.
So maybe teach people some of the things that you've learned to navigate moving through even different people's energy. Because every human being that sits in your chair or lays in your bed or whatever the case may be, they're bringing their energy with them.
Absolutely.
So teach people how you navigate moving from one client to the next and also still having great energy at the end of the day.
Yeah, I think with this industry to start with, you very well, as soon as you start it, you learn very quickly how much of an impact your presence makes on all of your clients. And in one day, we can have somebody come in who's getting engaged, and then the next day their parents have cancer, and then the next client comes in and their kid just graduated. It's a whole spectrum of positive, negative, massive milestones, or just the oh dang, you're stuck in life, the new year, new
Emotions.
hair, the new emotions. And so really meeting people at where they are, and being that person. I used to say to my kids that My job was to make people feel beautiful. Yes, I do hair, but really what I love about it is to make somebody feel different from the moment they walk into my chair and the moment they leave my chair. And I laugh about it. My books have kind of been closed for a very long time, but I started bringing new people in. And my clients who know me are like, make sure you bring a notepad. You're going to leave with all of these little nuggets of life
I love
or all of these different things. So it's really the beauty in that, but having to compose yourself and then also learn that you can only be there to help and support and listen. And as a people pleaser and as a fixer, if I could just wave my magic wand and solve everyone's problems, I would. But just trying to be there beside them and support.
Yeah, and I like the part where when we're meeting people where they're at, but we're also leaving them there and
Yes.
allowing them to hold their own energy and to make sure that us as pleasers and fixers, which a lot of people listening to this completely can relate because there's lots of us here on this planet. And but it's creating I always use the word boundaries a lot, but I'm almost wondering if there could be another word. So it's staying in your own energy, allowing the person to be in their energy. And the great thing about you, Jessica, is that your passion to create this community, to allow this to overflow not only to the one individual that you're working with, but to actually have a full-on community that embraces this sort of concept or love. And yeah, because the love energy that all of us as human beings hold, that's really what creates community. Because if we're not in like a love energy or an acceptance energy or discovery, curiosity, then we are in judgment or we're in fear or we're in negative self-talk. So it's really about creating that choice for yourself and immersing yourself in communities that also are in alignment with that as well. So tell us about this. It's not a dream because it's actually coming closer to fruition, and it's this living, breathing, moving thing as well. So tell us about your vision of how you see that your community is going to be really impacted and changed through the community that you're creating.
Yeah, so I've been in the salon since I was 13 years old, and having the life and childhood that I have, for me, it was very personal to be able to ask my clients the same question and get 12 different answers throughout the day. And I, by choice, had my kids young, for medical reasons as well. And having, a child very young in your 20s, I feel like you do get judged. And so for me, it was very important to look at it the other way around. And so even at that point, I started running single moms groups. I really looked and leaned on community for that. But I also took it as in, I'm going to teach and support everything that I need. And within doing that and finding people who were in the same position of me or needed that help, I started a program with the government. I had a 16-year-old live with me, and I raised her son from 2 weeks till 8 months and taught her how to get on her own. And that was me learning and helping myself through helping others. And I strive off of that. So, as my kids are now teenagers and life has kind of moved on a little forward, I find myself in this new generation of growth where my kids are leaving my life. They've made their own life and they're flourishing. And so, it's interesting where I also find this new need of community. And where I'm looking to go forward with that is to help those people who are now becoming empty children nesters and having to create that new life. Because what does your life look like in retirement? Who are you? You have this whole working life, you have all of your goals, but like they say, every 7 years you change. So where I'm going with this is just to really create those next steps without the blindfolds on, making people feel that there's a safe space to be able to go inward and say, who am I as I change, as I grow, and what do I want out of this life? Because nothing is guaranteed, and becoming a survivor of health concerns myself, that gave me the idea of looking at my life a little bit differently because I didn't realize I was stuck in survivor mode for a good 17 years of just hustle and bustle and go. And now that I get to drop that bag of doctors telling me what my trajectory of life looks like, and I really get to be conscious of making those decisions, I am hungry for having that community and that support for other people who are kind of just stuck in the day-to-day when life is super exciting if you're conscious and you make those choices and you choose to live it, not just be in it.
I love a lot of what you said because it's true, even from a hypnosis and neurolinguistics point of view, teaching people how to do things, that's really how we learn because we're doing it all at the same time. And I love that there's a great pocket here that I believe that's missed that you're actually filling
Yes.
for people in this because it is like empty nesters, not that the kids are going off to university, but even when they hit like say 15 or 16, even 13, they're out with their friends. You know, they're quite self-sufficient. You don't actually have to like create food for them because they probably are already learning how to create it themselves or to feed themselves or dress themselves or do their own laundry or so there's a lot of time that's back. And even there's a lot of clients that we have too that fall into that pocket that they're sort of not, I don't want to use the word they're not needed anymore, but that they actually, let's word it this way, they end up with a lot of time back.
Yeah, you lose your identity because your mom hat isn't the front hat you're wearing all the time.
Yeah, it's creepy. It's getting dusty a little bit and
Yeah.
oh, where did my mom hat go? Oh, they need me now, right? Like, and so it's very much shifted. And even from a hormonal point of view, us as women, but the thing, I want to go back to this time piece. When we have too much time, that's when our minds can wander in all kinds of different places. That's also when people can, men and women, they can end up in either creating maybe an exit strategy. They could put too much focus in maybe what their partner is not doing, as
Yeah.
opposed to, oh, how is it that I can actually reconnect with my partner in this state and time? Because people they are just in patterns or they're in strategies, and the strategies sometimes are forced change when kids get older or if somebody has a new baby, all of a sudden that they have to put more focus somewhere else. And so it's really you're creating this community for people that their flashlight is shining upon something different, and it's kind of like they don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
And specifically now, it's and what I want, oh, ooh, and what I want to say about this, even you look at social media. So here's this age demographic of people that have had kids, they've gone through COVID with their kids that needed a lot of attention. And so now these parents, they have all of this extra time. And even through going through themselves using more social media as opposed to just real human interaction, us as a society, we're in a lot more judgment. We're in a lot more like, what about this? What about that? Should I do this? Should I do that? How are people are going to view me kind of thing. So what's awesome about you, Jessica, is that you're pulling people out of that and you're getting them to actually experience real life
Yeah.
and real relationships, which I truly strongly feel. And I've spoken to a couple of other, well, recorded a couple of other podcast people in different industries. And it really all comes back to this. Like it's such a natural thing for us as human beings to be part of community. That's
Yeah.
really, as a species, how we're meant to be.
I agree. Yeah. And
So
even TV and social media now, it's becoming, even shows are more of strangers who have to work together. And yes, some of it's competing, but a lot of it is psychological teammanship. And really, like becoming who you are, but with others doing the same and then leaning on each other with like the yes, this is working for me, no, this isn't working, or telling your stories.
And it's amazing when people come together, like what you just said, like when they actually physically come together. Like actually yesterday I took my team out for a float. Have you ever been for a float?
I sent it to you, the pods, yeah, in Burlington, the or
Oh.
the central mat where you have no feeling, you just
Oh,
in
I haven't
the
done that yet. No, I'm gonna no, I'm gonna that's on my list. That's
okay.
on my list. Yeah, but this is at Stillwater, and oh, I think the word is like depredation tank. So it's like
Yeah.
you're floating in like this Epsom salt, and so it has tons of magnesium and it's healing. And I used to go like once a month, and I don't know why I stopped, but again, like life gets busy, you book it, you cancel, and you just forget, right? So, but it was so cool to see my whole team together because they all work different shifts and they're normally not together. So
Yeah.
to see them together and to really make a point, oh, what can I learn from this person? What can I model from that person? And it was such a beautiful time together. And it was funny because after we left, not one of us took pictures.
Oh,
Right. And so,
you're in the moment.
right, because we were all in the moment. And
Yeah.
then afterwards, it's almost like, oh, because I know the owners of Stillwater, and I just they're just such a beautiful couple, and so I want to promote their business. So I messaged out to my team. I'm like, hey, take a picture, post, tag, and we didn't have those things. And as good as it is, because it's kind of creating somewhat of a community, but it's almost like you feel guilty if you don't do it.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's what I struggle with is kind of the balance of that, and to even make sure if you tag somebody, are you tagging them properly? Are you there's all of these sort of like unsaid etiquette kind of things.
Yeah.
So I love that the in-person community is starting to build and grow. So teach me what if you were to see your community 3 or 5 years from now, what does that look like?
Oh, that's interesting. 'Cause I feel like going back to when I first started community, which would have been the single moms groups, I thought that that was just going to kind of be how it was, but life evolves so much. So I feel like my community now, is definitely going to be supporting individuals to find their true authenticity, who they actually are at the root, not generationally how your family has told you how you have to be, or patterns that you have created to defend your fear, but really just sitting in that fear and then being curious, which you always say to me, and it's in that you're like that little voice that's like, be curious, no more, look at it on a different angle, because I am definitely one to be like, this is how it's going to be and this is how I want it to be, and you're like, but let's look bigger. And I love that, because sometimes I do follow too many rules that not only are in my life that have kept me to become who I am, but in my own self-judgment, and really trying to give myself grace and to be like, do I have to do that? And is it going to make me feel good? Or is it okay not to? And really just being okay with both sides of it and teaching people how to do the same.
Awesome. Yes, I love it. And that's the thing. If we're not in curiosity, then we're generally in judgment or fear. And a lot of people are in that judgment and fear where it doesn't have to be, because once people actually connect with one another, it is this safe space. It is this beautiful love energy. And when people just either, and I hate calling it this, but the fire walk or rip the band-aid off or just interact with people, it literally calms our nervous system down. Once we start connecting with people, whether it's verbal, whether it's physical, embracing with a hug, and even actually, I just got asked to create a new workshop for sex. I don't know how else.
Oh.
Because when it comes to being more physical, I think, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, people are not having enough sex in general. And I think it's really important, even okay, in community, and I'm not saying have community sex, that is definitely not what I'm saying, but if that's what you're into, go for it. But I strongly believe that when we are fulfilled as an individual human being, mentally, physically, spiritually. So physically is even feeling fulfilled from an intimacy point of view as well, that we have abundance of love to share with others and self. And it just makes it bloom in such a larger way when us as a human being, as a species, is our needs are all being met from all angles, pardon the pun.
Love that.
Yeah. If people are just listening, they should have seen my face when I said that. But it's a huge need, and I really love what you're doing, Jessica. And I've told you this before, just this internal energy that you have, I see it blooming in this such a beautiful way, and it's been blooming all along your journey. But
Thank
I
you.
feel like it's blooming, and it's finding even larger and bigger pe petals so that more people can actually see it. Yeah, because you used to kind of like hide it a little bit, and now you're kind of like, woohoo, I'm free and this feels good, and I absolutely
Exactly.
love it. And I know that you can feel that within yourself, so that's great. So is there anything else that you want to say or share with anybody listening? And we're gonna give Jessica's gonna give me all of her links, and I encourage you to follow her and meet her in person, join her community. Yeah, what else would you love to share with people?
Yeah, I just want to advocate again back on that whole curiosity thing. And what I love about how the new earth, the new world is kind of becoming as humans, we are changing on a spiritual level, on a growth level. And even just with hypnosis, I'm going to bring it right back to you. I feel that people get stuck in fear and don't realize that there is so many different avenues of things that you can try to show you a different side of yourself and to start getting curious within yourself. And just the power of hypnosis, I always say it's like your subconscious saying, hey, guess what? You're like this. Did you know that? This is why your patterns are like that. Let's try this instead. And so, really, just wanting to figure out who you are again. And striving off of that and doing all of the things that are going to challenge your brain to becoming who you want to be and finding out who you are.
Yeah, I love it. It's pushing the envelope. It's really like pushing out your edges, just like you've done, like that flower, the petals, they're just expanding and spreading out in such a beautiful way. And any human being can really do this. It's really about being curious. It totally is. It totally is. So I love that you brought that into the fold. And I'm sure anybody that has ever met me or worked with me, that is definitely a key word. That is threaded through everything. And I'm sure also something that drives my husband nuts. Am so curious as well. And I'm just teasing. Yeah. But yeah, we'll have all your information. And thank you so much for sharing your energy with everybody and here on this podcast, sharing it with me too. It's always a pleasure connecting with you all the time. And I can't wait to be a part of your me to be a part of your community as well. It's going to be exciting, and I told you before, I get a sense that there's going to be a collab thing at our training center, so stay tuned for this up and coming, for something that we're going to be doing. Little teaser there.
I love that.
Yeah, well, thank you so much,
Thank
Jessica.
you so much for having me.
Well, folks, that's a wrap for today's episode of The Root of It All with Tree. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. But before we go, I just wanted to remind you that you can follow us on social media. You can find us on Facebook or Instagram, and we will be posting motivational quotes and behind the scenes content that you won't want to miss. You can always sign up to come live while we're filming this, or even join us online through Zoom. We always offer open question and answer after each episode that we don't record, so it's all private, but you can get more involved. So sign up for free at businessgrowthresults.com, and we're going to cover all kinds of different topics that you're not going to want to miss. And if you're looking for that one-on-one guidance or help, be sure to book a free screening. You can do that at burlingtonhypnosis.ca or call 905-634-4777. And finally, you can catch our podcast on all major podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. So be sure to subscribe and never miss an episode. Thanks for listening.